glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Today's lesson is drawn from Luke chapter 18, 1 through 8. It's the parable of the persistent widow. Luke says, "Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally said to him, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This parable is followed by Jesus speaking of the kingdom of God to come. He points out that it's not an outward thing, but it's within you. That's the kingdom that's to come. Then he speaks of Jesus' second coming, beginning with verse 22, and he says that it will be like lightning. In other words, everybody will see it when it happens. He illustrates further with Noah. He says the people would be eating, they'll be drinking, and they'll be marrying, but all of a sudden the flood will come when they're not expecting it. He goes on further to talk about how there'll be two people in the bed, and one will be taken and one not. One will try to save his life and lose it. Others will lose their life and it will be preserved. With this, Jesus tells the parable of the persistent widow, because he knows the struggle his disciples will have ahead of them. He wants to prepare them for it. It teaches us that they should always pray and not give up. Luke 18, 2 through 5, Luke tells the story with this approach. The approach is, if this particular thing is true, how much more is this true? He does that by talking about a judge. In his mind, in the judge's mind, he stands high above other people and he regards other people as little. No concern whatsoever for God either. He has no concern for the widow, and she is of no significance to him whatsoever. Yet, she is persistent, persistent, and persistent in getting what she wants. Under those conditions, she gets what she wants. How much more would God, who does care about answering your prayers, if you continue to be persistent, that you will get what you ask for? You see, prayer has been made powerful by the blood of Christ, who is our high priest. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and following, he says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we might receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We can be sure the Father will answer prayer, as sure as the unjust will grant her wishes. You see, God will bring about justice for his chosen ones, he says in verse 7. He will not put them off. And they will get justice, it says, and they will get it quickly. But when we hear that word, we need to think about that and remember that God's timetable is not the same timetable as ours. Noah worked on the ark a number of years before the Lord brought justice. Moses went into the land of Midian for 40 years before leading Israel out of Egypt. You may get what you ask for in the next generation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were promised things and they received in the next generation. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. Hebrews 11 and verse 13. And then it leads us to Jesus' question. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? In verse 8. Those chosen ones that spend time always praying and not giving up are the ones that have that godly faith. We under opposition are more likely to spend time in prayer. But we should be consistent in prayer even in good times. David's prayer and Psalms chapter 86, I'm not going to read it, but it gives us a good example you can look at for us to pray. These of faith understand God wants us to always pray and not give up. Job had a tragedy after tragedy, but continued to approach God. He was rewarded for it. We too should continue to pray and not give up.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. More than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.